mobile.
Rusty. 0TR. Stationary.
Rehearsal. Gotta make a stop along the way. But, headed that direction now anyway.
They're trying to copy that. Station I was listening for, boy, he's weak. Haven't had much luck, but just took my neighbor over some chicken wings. We had some extras.
That's good. Now that thing you sent me about your daughter, that's the one that lives here, lives there in Greenville, right?
Lives in Greer, actually, just south of 14 and Pelham down there, Rusty.
Okay, that's the one that used to be in the lawn care business, huh?
Short time, she got laid off from GE, and oh, I think she went back to work at them. How long was Amy laid off? About a year, at least? I don't know if it was that long or not, but in the meantime, she had bought Lawn Doctor of Greer, and she ran it for 4 or 5 years, and also did her job at GE, Rusty. I don't know how she done it. They said they're going to replace her with 4 people.
Her bio, when it was in that thing, it sounds like it would take about 5 or 6 to replace her now, if they did. And they couldn't afford to replace her with that many people.
Oh, I think mainly she just wanted to change. She's done that quite a while. She started out in plastics for her standard products when she got out of college and went to Michigan. And she took polymer engineering there in our hometown and worked there about a year, and then went to Toyota Technical Center as a design engineer for 2 years. And then she joined GE, and she's been with them ever since, except that they off a few weeks later. So, he never went back. He works for a different company now, but he's also an engineer. He's got a master's degree from Ohio State in mechanical engineering and or automotive. I don't know which. But we're proud of her. She's really done a whale of a job. I can't remember how many years she's been with him, about 17. So this was a nice promotion, and it kind of takes the pressure off of her doing all that work, because I know she worked till midnight a lot of times at home, and just amazed me. But I could look at those screens all day and still not know what she was doing.
Just reading that thing, it sounds like she's one of these people that doesn't stop until she gets the job done.
Well, you know, even in high school and college, she always did 100% plus about 10 more, Rusty. Very proud of her work ethic. And Shelly did the same thing. Shelly wound up being a school teacher and playing in the Michigan Philharmonic. And then she plays in several other organizations up there. But she's done real well, too. And she just took a full-time job teaching. And I think she's going to teach 2 more years, and then she can retire. And her husband's going to retire in not too distant future. Makes me feel old.
Part of that, I went down into a hole, and it was just picket fencing, so I missed the first part of that. So anyway, but sounds like you got some well-educated children there, my friend.
Did it on their own. Now, Amy, she stayed home during her college, and Shelly, she took off and went to the University of Michigan immediately and did everything on her own because we couldn't afford it. And Amy, she had scholarships to Wichita University, and she didn't care for it, so she come back and did a year in business administration, and then she switched over to polymer engineering, and She really liked that. Good Lord, they had a lot of mathematics in it. I had no clue what she was doing, but all we did was give her a place to live and eat, and we furnished her a vehicle, and paid for her gas, gave her a gas card, and that was as much as we could afford, and the rest of it she did. She worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken and then the Mall Deli up there her whole college career, plus working a lot of hours.
Well, Tom, you told me that that you taught her everything you know. It took about 30 seconds.
That's pretty exact, Dave. That's two. Go ahead, Rusty.
David, you keep it up, you're going to dig a hole you won't ever be able to get out of, my friend. I can assure you of that. And, you know, that man may not be a mathematical wizard, but I'll tell you what, Tom knows electricity, so, and things along that line. You better watch it, David. You're going to dig a hole you can't get out of. Go ahead.
KB4CPA. Yeah, Tom's a pretty good fella, I guess, and it's good to have him around, I tell you. Well, I'm glad both my girls got some education, and, you know, we helped them at least through to get their undergrad, and then they were on their own after that.
I'll tell you, nowadays, I think Amy said to go to Clemson down here, just in-state was $27,000. Up there, they went up and visited the university there in our hometown in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and it was $7,000. And then you go out of state to a lot of places, like Pitt State up there, university, they recognize 39 states as being in-state. So you can go there for in-state tuition. It ain't that way down here. Not too many universities are reciprocal agreements, I guess you would call them.
True. That's true. Even when I was going to college, it was, you had to do your thing, so. But anyway, and I'm about at my first stop. I gotta make a quick stop, drop some stuff off, and go in and pick something else up in another place here at the store. And then go grab me a quick sandwich somewhere before I go to rehearsal. And I'll be back in a few. N0TR to KB4CBA to take it, W2T. I'll be back shortly.
See you. Well, good to talk to you. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Rusty. And thanks for bringing that up. We're proud of her. Dave, I was just sitting here listening for a weak station I wanted to get. Took some extra chicken wings over to my neighbor, and he'll have those for his lunch tomorrow. Well, we went to Publix down here and got some chicken wings. We got them there about a week or so ago. This time, I didn't tell them the wing flaps. I just told them wings. And that kid likes me down there real well. We got almost all the bigger portion of the wings. And actually, Bernice and I like what they call wing flaps. And I didn't tell him that. So I think he thought he was doing me a favor, but my gracious, they was as big as regular chicken legs and just as tender and awesome as you can imagine. That's the one there in Taylor's. So I highly recommend them. And Noah is one of the lads back there, and he's really a fine lad. You can call him and press 2 for deli, and they'll have them for you in about a half hour. 20 of them, I think, was about $16. Man, I could only eat 3 of them, Dave.
Well, they must have been big. I I used to get chicken wings from Publix, and you know, I'd just call up there and then go up, you know, whenever they said be ready, and man, those things were huge, and I don't remember what we paid for them, but they were really good. I just kind of had to cut back on the fried stuff because I really shouldn't be eating, you know, fried food on a regular basis, and I was really, really enjoying those those wings.
There, yeah, that's where we got them there in Taylor's at Publix, and we, up until, oh, 6 months ago, we ordered the spicy ones, and you got to tell them you want them breaded, but we just get the breaded ones now, and they had a little bite to them, so I think you might have cooked them in the same oil, I don't know, but not greatly spicy at all. My neighbor, he'll just put some Texas Pete on them, Dave. I don't know how that guy does it, and he's 55 years old, and he puts Texas Pete on a lot of stuff.
You can have that, you know, the Texas Pete. I don't enjoy eating food that hot anymore.
I'm not up to that, but, oh, we love our neighbors, and share with them a lot when, like, Bernice made fresh oatmeal cookies again yesterday, and as soon as they come out of the oven, I take him over a batch of them, and he just loves them. He'll sit there and eat them all before he shares them with his own family. She does make a good oatmeal cookie. It's got dates in it and walnuts in it, and they are good. I love them. I usually eat one or two before I even eat breakfast of a morning with a cup of coffee and just sit there and watch TV for a little while in the bedroom.
Man, you're making me hungry. I just had two big old servings of lasagna my wife made, and boy, it sure was good. And, of course, I guess you can guess I'm going to play some more tennis. So, I hope I play better than I did this morning. I'll tell you, I just had an awful time this morning. I should have stayed home. But, anyway, oh, me. Well, what station are you trying to get on CW that you said was a distant contact?
Ones that were further, but this one's in 5 Juliet. It's Palmyra and Jarvis Island. And it's a new expedition. But it's been very, very weak. And, you just got to be there at the right time, I guess. And I did work them already once on 17. I was just listening on 15. They do work the FT8, Dave. I know you work that. And it's just not one you hear every day of the week. But it was a stretch for me to hear them was the main thing. And I've worked everything in the world to clear out, you know, halfway around the world, but just a matter of if the propagation's there, you can. If it ain't, well, you ain't going to. But they'd worked 30,000 QSOs in their first 5 days, I think, Dave. They really got a setup. Go look at their website. You'll enjoy it.
It's been several weeks ago, but I talked to a guy in St. Petersburg in Russia on sideband. I couldn't tell you. I have to go back and look at my log. Well, it's on my phone here, but I'm driving, so not going to look it up anyway. And I haven't looked to see if he's the same guy I talked to in St. Petersburg several years ago. But it was a good evening for that band, whichever one I was on, and because I was only running 100 watts.
Yes, I saw him on the other day. I was looking. I've got some here, but sometimes I don't put down the city they're in. Sometimes I do. The last one I see here was Romeo Tango 5 Tango Dimitri in Russia. A lot of them's names Vlad, Vladimir. Gagarin. I was trying to think of his first name. But at any rate, a lot of common names. But the daughter, when she was studying over there, her and a friend from Croatia had visas supposedly to go up there. And I don't know, something wasn't approved. It took a couple of days longer than what made it possible for them to visit it. But I've looked at that city before online, and it's a really fantastic, beautiful city to visit, or else I don't think my daughter would have went there. I wouldn't have sent her there anyway, anywhere in Russia, ever, because you never know when they're going to pick you up and lock you up. It's just not the place you want to go, especially now. But it is a god-awful, beautiful place. And that's a nice contact. I think it's 5,000, 6,000 miles, something like that. The ones in the Indian Ocean seem to be some of the farthest ones that I've ever got. Or else in, down around Thailand and places like that. Those are stretching the RF quite a bit out there. Especially for us here on the East Coast. There comes a signal. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, Dave. I'm going to give this a try and see if I can get this one on 15 meters also. KB4CBA and 0TR. Nice talking to you, Dave. 73.
Hey, well, good luck there. N0TR, KB4CBA.